Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell. Grab yourself a drink and join me while I break down the week in Bravo TV news. Thanks so much for tuning in to Bravo Happy Hour. Just a reminder that if you're loving the show, head to Apple Podcasts and give the show a 5-star rating and leave a little review. It's super helpful for the show and allows for more Bravo lovers to find out about the show. Today's Thursday episode's co-host is Nick DeMolina. He's a longtime friend and one of the biggest Vanderpump Rules evangelists out there. And he's a true James Kennedy fan and believes JK is just one positive role model away from being a great guy. Welcome, Nick.
Thank you, Megan.
I feel like this is a long time coming. You're obviously a VPR head.
Indeed.
But you don't watch any other Bravo shows.
That's not true. I haven't followed through on my other dips into the Bravo pool.
But that's sad. Like, your other dip was the Real Housewives of New York, and that's, like,
And Beverly Hills. They were both fantastic. It's just you lose, you know, when you watch, like, 10 straight hours, and, like, Hulu asks you if you're still watching, like, 7 times. You know, you burn out, and then... Yeah, I lost track, but I got to get back.
Get back on it. Get back on the horse, especially with New York. Beverly Hills, actually the first 3 seasons, but you got through.
I got through.
You got like 3 seasons of Beverly Hills, because I remember we were like talking about obviously Dinner Party from Hell,
yeah.
And then a little bit of Taylor and Russell stuff.
Right when Adrian Maloof left is when I fell off. There was absolutely no correlation between
That's what they all say.
Those two events.
Well, today's episode is really special. We're obviously talking about the fairy tale wedding between Jax Taylor and Brittany Cartwright from Vanderpump Rules. And I think we just have to kind of start from the beginning. So their origin story, quote unquote, the two of them met during a trip to Las Vegas back in 2015. She supposedly moved to Los Angeles 2 weeks after and immediately started filming season 4 of Vanderpump Rules to be with him. I don't believe that that's how they met.
What do you believe?
Well, I've heard many stories. Supposedly, Brittany was at the bar in Vegas, like off, you know, like the old Vegas, like not even like the main strip. They were
sort
like,
of. I haven't been there since I was like 19.
Yeah. So they were like all off the strip, and Katie was talking to Cartwright. Cartwright. Okay. And so Katie was talking.
Cartwright. You're like a sideline reporter.
Yeah, right. I'm like looking at my notes and it's literally like Taylor.
Cartwright.
Taylor 39 met Cartwright 30. But Katie met Brittany at some bar in Vegas. And supposedly they were talking and she was like, oh, I'm not even going to like warn her about Jax because I know he's not interested. Jax was like with another girl that night. But supposedly they hit it off so well that they met up later on the trip, and here's history.
So it's Katie's fault, the whole thing.
Everything is Katie's.
Destruction of Brittany's life that's, you know, impending. Katie, everything's Katie's fault.
Well, everything kind of, all roads lead back to Katie.
And she was the maid of honor, right? That explains it.
The matron.
Yeah. Right. Kristen was super pissed about
Kristen,
that.
That'll go down in history.
Like. because her family told her one time that Brittany said that she was her best friend. She thought she was going to be the bridesmaid.
Oh, my God.
Or the maid of
but
honor.
Also, like, Kristen Doty's in love with Brittany. Like, yeah, her being like, you
that
said that
thing.
To my Brittany. Like, no female friendships include, like, my anyone.
Wow.
Like,
with these girls, there's a lot of that stuff.
Well, because they're all fucking each other too. Like,
yeah.
There's like an underlying, you
so
know,
fun.
Sexual tension amongst all of them.
So fun.
So after she moved to Los Angeles for season 4, they eventually received their own spinoff, Vanderpump Rules, Jax and Brittany Take Kentucky in 2017. And then that's kind of when things started going south, because that show, again, took two main players out of an ensemble cast and really highlighted all of the negative shit happening in their lives. And it was truly terrifying. Like, Jax, as an abusive man, was put on under a spotlight.
Yeah, I now feel completely terrible because I realized that I still haven't seen that, because I wasn't, you know, I came into Vanderpump like in between 4 and 5, I think. Or maybe between 5 and 6.
I think, because 5 and 6, because I feel like it was like years of me begging you and Mike to watch, and you guys would be like, Meg, shut up with your dumb Bravo shit. Right. Yeah, and then all of a sudden I wake up to many texts like, this is the best show I've ever fucking seen. No, I'm like, well, someone else had to tell you, I guess, because no one trusted
you.
Told me.
My response every time was not to make a silly voice and make fun of you. It was, I'll get to it, I promise. I know that it's awesome because you're telling me that it's awesome. That's what I say every single time in that exact tone and cadence.
Mm-hmm. You're so right.
So, well, I'm really glad I did watch it, because it's been a really enriching experience.
So after that spinoff, it was later revealed that Jax had cheated on Brittany with former Sir employee Faith Stowers after he returned home from taping their spinoff.
And he was like berating her family and stuff in Kentucky, right? He got in a bunch of fights with the family.
Yeah, like the dad was fighting. Like, he was like being disrespectful in front of Meemaw. Like, all of it was so bad.
Yeah, you can't do that.
So he comes back, immediately cheats on Brittany with Faith. Then they split for a little bit. Brittany goes back to Kentucky. She does like her little Las Vegas thing with her friend. She hooks up with her ex when she went back to Kentucky, which I'm like, okay, so you're really no better than Jax. Like, you go home, hook up with your little loser ex.
Yeah, and this was they had been together. This was after they shot the Kentucky thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, they're both shit people. We think we all know that, right?
Yeah, very true. And then in June,
they're all good people.
Then in June of 2018, Jax proposed, and 1 year later, they are married, which brings us into all of the wedding festivities that happened this past weekend in Kentucky.
Versailles,
Kentucky. So, okay, you guys, they actually got married in Kentucky Castle, which is actually in Versailles, Kentucky, not Versailles. Yeah. Please do not put any classy spin on Versailles.
I kind of appreciate that. I think it's kind of cool. For real.
That makes one.
A sprawling Lego-looking complex. I'll read this for you. A sprawling Lego-looking complex near Louisville that was half-built by an eccentric couple in the early 1970s and then abandoned when they divorced in 1975.
I feel like that's an omen. That's a bad omen. You don't get married somewhere where there's already been, like, abandonment and divorce
within the span of like 4 years. That's pretty that's a quick turnaround. Yeah, there's totally I see the Lego resemblances for sure.
I mean, like the border of this compound had very Lego like brickwork.
It's magical.
So Jax and Brittany were in Kentucky for the past week. The cast all arrived on Thursday and were greeted in their hotel rooms with gift baskets that included the infamous Mamaw's beer cheese. So finally.
And also, I heard sunglasses. Is that correct?
Yes. Jax gave all of his groomsmen Givenchy.
Dolan sunglasses.
I didn't think of that. Oh my God.
It's completely ridiculous. Mike actually called that out. I was talking to him earlier. That's so funny.
I mean, it makes sense.
I got you guys all sunglasses. They're really nice sunglasses.
He went to like 8 different malls in Kentucky to steal all of them.
Right, like a hoodie and no t-shirt under it. Zip-up hoodie.
So they all show up on Thursday night. So obviously the wedding happened on Saturday. So we all assume that the rehearsal dinner would have been Friday evening. But naturally,
that's what we all assume, yeah.
There was none of that. They arrive on Thursday and there's immediately a murder mystery party. We don't know a lot about said event, which obviously is going to be unfolding on screen. But Jax and Britt were doing like a speech on the steps of the mansion. And in the middle of it, you know, some, you know, thespian walks up and he's like, hey, 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 like, don't you know, like, and then started the whole murder mystery thing.
Very cool.
So everybody in...
Were they prepared for it? Do you know?
Jax and Brittany were. obviously everybody, the guests were not, which like would be so fun. Like I would love to be a part of a murder mystery party, especially with like Ariana and like Tom Sandoval was probably like really upset. He like wasn't in the murder mystery.
Well, yeah, that's what I was about to say. Watching Tom Sandoval try to like, you know, crack the murder mystery in a murder mystery type stage scenario would be incredible. Tom Sandoval in an escape room would be like,
he's the exact guy you want in an escape room.
We gotta get Tom Sandoval get the cast in an escape room.
Oddly enough, that hasn't been a theme on the show because on a lot of Housewives shows,
Dodie's like collapsing. Yeah. She's like wasted. They're like, where'd you get alcohol?
Poor Dodie. But no, a lot of like Real Housewives shows, they have like certain activities they all do. Like every Housewives franchise will do cryotherapy. And then the next
is
year,
is that an activity?
Yeah, it's like an activity, like to film. It's like hey, we're gonna go and freeze, and we laugh.
It's a sponsor, right?
I mean, yeah. At the end of the day, there's probably some sort of sponsor. But I think you know. Escape rooms are next.
Sandoval.
So we don't really have much information about this murder mystery party. The hashtag was murder and merriment. That's all we pretty much got. But later in that evening.
Merriment.
Marry me.
I'm engaged.
I'm engaged. So that evening was crazy on Instagram. Everybody was so fucking drunk. I don't know if you saw all of those stories, but that was when you knew people were actually having some fun. We saw Schwartzy completely wasted, and there's one video where he's just like
a big surprise.
He's like walking near this table and he just like has a piece of wood under his foot, like like a large plank of wood, and you see Katie like,
a plank,
Tom, where'd you get that wood? Like, where'd you get that wood, Tom?
Because remember, your dick doesn't work.
Yeah, you need some wood. But it was just like, where does Tom
Yeah, I'm having trouble visualizing this. I need to
No,
look
it's
it
literally
up.
Like a plank of wood. I mean, I don't know if you type in like plank of
wood. Plank of wood. Well, plank won't work.
Yeah. Because
you're definitely using the wrong word there.
A four by four?
Yeah,
we'll that's do this. Also
I'll,
not.
I'll do this another time, but
I mean,
it does sound awesome. Thank you for the tip.
So yeah, he was really drunk. All the guys were wearing these like Dos Equis beer white blazers, which was very SponCon. Like, obviously, this entire wedding was paid for by,
Taco Bell. I did see Taco Bell. That story, I saw all the different angles of the taco truck.
It's
like an adult ice cream truck. Like Taco Bell is for adults and ice cream is for children. Like, what? What are we talking about? That's really strange.
That's Friday night's evening.
Sorry, I'm jumping ahead.
So yeah, Thursday, we don't really know much, but it was really just the core people. None of the Klingons from the show ended up coming on Thursday night, which is good. We don't need them. Friday morning, they all wake up. They're hungover as shit. Duh. Mm-hmm. All of them are obviously posting on Instagram. They're doing like a spa day out near the pool, getting mani-pedi massages. Dope. Bo is all up on Instagram with his damn...
Probably wearing something incredibly stupid.
Yeah. Well, no. The night before, he actually did this... Wait, do you like Bo or do you not like Bo? Every time we talk, there's a different...
Well, there was a lot of jealousy for a while because, and you guys out there, you don't know this, I love Stassi Schroeder. I don't anymore because of her stance on James Kennedy, but that's maybe for later.
I think that's going to change, but again...
Yeah, later. I don't like the ganging up on James Kennedy, but anyway, Bo seems like I don't know if I like him, but I definitely think that he likes Stassi, and that's what's important.
He really loves Stassi.
And that's all I can ask for. We're happy for him.
But now I think he like probably is just like a really good boyfriend and like genuinely loves her. And he's like, yeah, whatever. If you're on this,
actually crying in that one scene.
Yeah, he's like, I'm a battered husband.
Look at him, he's a battered wife.
Oh, that will never. And they
kicked
the door.
Oh man, I didn't even think about that.
Well, that's like
that
one
parallel.
That was one of the things where I was like, has Bo watched the show?
Yeah.
Like, Stassi goes away for a weekend, and
he
just like
battered.
Who says battered?
Yeah. Yeah, you're so right.
You know? And so it's like, are you watching the show? Oh, yeah. Are you not
watching
the show?
I totally don't buy. I definitely do not buy that he did not watch the show until he was already dating Stassi. There's just absolutely no way.
Well, supposedly when they started.
He was like acting in movies with Kristen and like trying to be like, you know, probably trying to get a job casting on Vanderpump Rules. Like, yeah. He's a casting dude, right? Totally watched it before and fell in love with Stassi just like I did. And, you know, the rest is history.
Have you ever seen the Lighthouse video that he's in?
You mean the Everclear video?
Wait, what is it?
I think it's Everclear, right?
Bo Clark music video.
Yeah, it's definitely an Everclear song.
You and me. Like, what is the song?
I don't.
You and me. Oh, because it's you and me.
He's like running through a train station.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, this Friday, they're all hanging out by the pool. There's one video on Instagram that I think really shook the world. It was Sheena Shea on her Instagram story. She's smoking like, it looks like a joint, but I can't tell if she's brazen enough to be blatantly smoking a joint on like a patio of this
Kentucky.
Yeah, in Kentucky. Like, I don't know. So it kind of, I don't know if it's a joint or an e-cig, but she like does like the big puff of smoke. Yeah, like it's like a, it's a joint looking e-cig, but she does this like, like kiss thing with Kristen Doty where the two of them are like making out and then Kristen blows the smoke out. It was very reminiscent of like 10th grade Megan.
Yeah, it's called a shotgun.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah. I joke with your brother all the time and say, blow me a shotgun, dude.
Ew.
Whenever he takes a, you know, rip of some sort of thing.
Nick, you could talk about you could talk about anything on this show.
Oh, cool. Yeah, weed.
Marijuana.
Pot.
The pot stuff.
Yeah, it's called a shotgun, Meg.
So Sheena and Kristen are shotgunning.
Well, sorry. I don't it's not a shotgun. You have to have the joint in your mouth and be like blowing it. You know that thing where you put the joint fully in your mouth where like the cherry's in your mouth and you like
with the
yeah.
The cherry
yeah,
of the
your,
joint.
Yeah, you get
that's
your tongue,
disgusting.
You get your tongue out of the way.
Ew.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Ew. It's there's totally a reason a I've never heard of this.
Yeah,
I'm
I didn't
not
want
gross.
All the like true smokers out there listening to this pod being like, that's not shotgunning, dude. You know. Anyway.
Well, that's disgusting. Sheena and Kristen do not do that. Listeners, please do not get it twisted.
Yeah, you might burn your tongue. Don't do that.
Well, yeah, they didn't do that. But that video was really scarring. I'll post it on the Bravo Happy Hour Instagram account just in case you guys want to see it.
Awesome follow. Yeah. Must follow.
Yeah, must follow. Must follow for content. Sure. And then after that, they did some sort of like fan event, which I'm not really sure any of the information about that. But they went to this thing where like Stassi was watching like Jax and Bo like dancing on a stage. So I think there was some sort of event around the two of them being in Kentucky getting married, which I mean would make sense. Honestly, there are other people, I'm not going to call them out.
It's like a show or something that they went to? Or?
No, it was like a local thing. It was like Lexington, Kentucky is having like a dance party, like whatever. Oh, like okay. Everyone meet up and watch these people on a stage dancing and having fun. But it's like fucking Jax. And then they have some dinner on Friday night. We don't really have much information about that. But then after that is when the Taco Bell truck showed up. Everyone was twerking on the truck.
It's like an adult ice cream truck.
I mean, honestly, I think it's pretty fucking rad. However,
if I were
to have a taco truck, I would want it after the wedding party. Like, I'd want to like have like a reception.
At, like, 1:30
exactly
during the reception
where everyone's
through.
Wasted.
Yeah, I mean that could get pretty messy, but
I mean chalupa here, chalupa there.
That's the time to have your Taco Bell truck show up for sure.
So then everybody goes to bed and wakes up Saturday, June 29th, 2019. My royal wedding.
They went to bed right after the taco truck?
I mean, I don't know exactly.
I feel like it was
I don't know the time
table. I think it was twilight during those snaps, if I remember correctly.
They were like, let's make sure.
We've got a big block of time missing here, man.
Well, I know. We'll see it on the show. But they were actually
we'll see it on the show.
Very, very good about social media on this entire wedding thing. Obviously, the producers and Bravo were like, hey, put your fucking phones down. Like, this is all going to be on the show. And if you show too much, people aren't going to watch the show.
There was just enough Instagramming to make James Kennedy feel really, really terrible sitting on his couch at home with
what do you think he was
Graham
doing?
Cracker.
Oh, Graham.
I don't know. Hopefully he was playing video games or something.
Well, cool like that. I don't know. Part of me thinks like he might have spiraled. Like, this is not good for a guy like James. You said it before. He needs a male role model.
Yeah, anything can send James into a spiral. It's really sad. I just wish I was there to hug him, you know?
Oh.
But I think Tom Sandoval is really stepping up into that paternal role for James. And I think if Tom cannot, you know, succumb to the pressures of his lame-ass friend group and, you know, embrace James, and then things will be okay.
I mean,
there's probably so many people that are listening to this that completely fucking hate James
Kennedy. Everybody hates James Kennedy, and I'm pretty into him because I think, you know, I mean, I think he's young and, like, ignorant and, like, doesn't know what he wants in any capacity. So, like, how are you supposed to, like, judge all of his actions?
He's 10 years younger than these people, and they're all assholes, and he just wants to be their friend. And, like, it's so clear that all he wants is to be their friend, and they just won't let him be. It's crazy.
I'm having so much fun out there. I just want to be out there with my friends.
Like, one more point on James really quick. I was rewatching, as you know, the reunion today, like the season 7 reunion. And he, like, after getting so sad that he leaves the set and is, like, crying off to the side for a second, he comes back and Andy goes to him immediately. And he's like, well, you know, all things considered, like, do you think Jax has really changed? And he's like, you know, mate, like, we just kind of had, like, a big fight. But, like, yeah, I really do think you've changed, mate. And, like, good job. Like, I'm really happy for you, you know. And then he's like, yeah, right, dude. And he's like, you know, you're right. I don't fucking care. And it's just like, look at what you just, like, you know, that's,
like,
James.
That's the thing. It's like, he comes back and he, like, has empathy. And he can, like, see clearly for a minute. And then, like, one person pushes one little button.
No, 10 people push 100 buttons. 10 people push 100 buttons.
No, you're right. You're right.
It's not fair.
And then he just goes off.
And I'm not excusing James Kennedy's behavior at any point. Like, it's all ridiculous. But it's not something worth, like, excommunicating a person over. I mean, even if you don't want to be, like, it's just, it, like, it's okay that they don't want to be his friend. It's just sad because he just wants so desperately to be their friend. Like, deep down in his heart, he really just wants to be friends with Jax Taylor, which is fucked up and sad, but it's true, I think. I don't know.
No, you're right. You're right. So Saturday comes along. We have a beautiful afternoon ceremony. Brittany ended up wearing this dress by Netta Ben Shabu. Never heard of that dress designer.
Nor have I.
And this dress transformed into 3 different looks throughout the night. Woof. Jax ended up...
Oh, I saw the pictures. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jax ended up wearing a tuxedo by Jack Victor. Again, never heard of that. Suit Atelier. But
Jack Victor, yeah. I saw that Instagram post, too.
You're like, no.
Outfit thanks to Jack Victor.
Yeah, Jack. TBH liked Sheena's crop top dress more.
Yeah,
like, I think that might be a hot take.
I feel like it's aged well.
And I didn't think it. Like, I remember when, like, that dress was, like, first in my eyesight. And I was like, how trash. She's trash.
Well, once you say crop top wedding dress, like, that kind of, you know, once that phrase is out there, then the jokes are going to fly.
Yeah. But the dress just automatically loses credibility.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I saw this post on Reddit. People were maybe on, like, one of these Facebook groups or something. And they were comparing. They were like, who's, you know, people that earnestly, like, are addressing this?
And yeah, like me and my listeners.
Exactly. Who I love to engage with on the internet. They were like, oh, which dress do you like better? And there was, like, some really rich discussion. But Katie's dress is by far the worst. Like, are you kidding me?
Katie did not even go to a tailor.
What
with that
the hell
dress.
Was that thing? It she looks like a spriggan from the forest. Like, like some sort of mystical forest creature. Maybe that's what she was going for.
So Brittany's dress itself, I don't think was that bad per se. I thought her hair looked beautiful. I thought, like, the soft waves were really beautiful. I thought her makeup was really nice and understated. She wasn't, like, really caked on. I thought Jax looked obviously good and thin, but I find him looking very feminine lately. Like, he, like, has lost, like, the rugged look.
And I think maybe it's the softening is probably like something to do with surgery stuff.
Yeah, right? I mean, he definitely, like, I don't know what. Maybe he just got, like, Botox on. I mean, he's still got the vein popping out of his forehead.
God, he'd be unrecognizable without that vein.
Yeah, that vein is truly.
Oh, he's got a bunch of flowers too. Look at that.
Oh yeah, he's got 3 flowers. I wonder what that means.
Interesting.
Huh. So I don't know. I thought they looked pretty good for what it was worth. I mean, 240 people attended this wedding. Kyle Chan, the jewelry designer
I always get confused with Kevin.
Kevin Lee. Kevin Lee. Me too.
Every time I read that name, I'm like, they're allowing him back in the scene.
He called her fat.
Way before James did.
I was just gonna say, James can't come back, but
Kevin Lee did not come back. Kevin Lee is gone.
So Kyle Chan obviously made the wedding rings for Brittany and Jax, and he ended up donating a 19-carat emerald-cut aquamarine and diamond ring to Brittany to wear for the special day.
Donating? Donating is the word? He lent it to her?
Yeah, you lent it to someone, to get donated.
And then she gives it back, right?
Yes,
I don't think donate's the word.
Because when I saw the pictures of them in People magazine, they did, obviously a whole exclusive thing. Their wedding was Saturday. Sunday morning, the exclusive People magazine photos were posted. Again, go to Bravo Happy Hour. All of them are there.
Yeah, but don't look at these photos anywhere else.
But when I was looking at the photos, Brittany's massive rock on her fingers, obviously on her right hand. So I was wondering, I'm like, where the fuck did she get this massive rock? Kyle Chan, baby.
Kyle Chan.
So the bridal party consisted of 12 bridesmaids. From the cast, there was Sheena Shea, Ariana Madix, Stassi Schroeder, Kristen Doty, Lala Khan, and Katie Maloney Schwartz as the matron of honor.
Get out of here.
The bridesmaids all wore dresses by... You guys, WTOO, woot?
Can I see it?
WTOO.
It could be with W too. I mean, I think that's got to be it, right?
W2 by Waters.
Yeah.
The dresses themselves were definitely interesting color. I actually kind of liked it with the greenery of the landscape. They're kind of what color? Like seafoam?
Yeah.
Like a seafoam green.
Yeah, it's nice. A natural color.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really like bridesmaids' dresses. I find them to be you wash out your bridesmaids so they don't look as good as you.
Yeah. I don't have an opinion. I feel like they're usually pretty lame, right?
Yeah, kind of. Also when you put 12 girls in the same dress, it's I like when people are like, hey, we're all wearing navy blue, pick your navy blue
that's
gown.
Cool. That's cool.
And that's what you can go with.
Yeah. If I'm ever a groomsman though, I just give me the fucking suit.
Yeah. Well, all the dudes
were. Make sure it's one of the ones where I can return it after.
Please. So Jax actually had 13 groomsmen. What? Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz were
best men.
So yeah, Tom and Tom were dual best men.
Peter, no, just say best men. They were best men.
Best men.
Yeah, I like that.
They were the best men. Peter Madrigal,
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Obviously, everybody knows he was there too, and their suits were all by Jack Victor as well.
Isn't it sad that we're saying his last name now?
Yeah, that's Peter. Tragic. He's gotten to the point where you've got to say last name. Yeah. Well, when I was writing notes for this, I was like, I didn't even look at the picture. I just immediately wrote oh my God, and Peter's not even a groomsman. I looked at the picture and I was like, oh, he is.
Oh my God.
Remember this past season where they all went to, what was that event? Oh, it was Jax and Brittany's engagement party. And Peter had to take an Uber outside of the party bus. Everyone was on a party bus.
Fucking horrible.
I know.
Man.
Peter's the one, like, you know, holding everything together, that guy.
He literally, like, has a manager's shift. Like, he had to put on the calendar at Sir that he wouldn't be working for these 4 days.
Yeah, he doesn't get to go on any of the trips.
Someone had to cover his shift.
I feel like he's, like, so, like, focused and committed on, like, finding a wife that he doesn't have time to, like, you know, be on the show or anything else.
Or
anymore.
Like writing those sci-fi movies.
Oh my god, that was cute. That was
they're
was
like
cute.
on
Commander.
The roof.
he's in like 95 degree heat with like a bounce board on his face, and he keeps saying commander instead of captain or something like that. It was so good. You can't write that shit.
So Lisa Vanderpump and Ken Todd also ended up showing up, and they came in Randall Emmett, Lala's fiance's private jet.
They flew with Randall?
Oh, yeah.
That is gross.
They had to take 15 to 20 showers after that flight.
That's gross. But did you see, I saw floating around the internet the table card with
table six, baby.
Yeah. Ken Vanderpump.
That what?
Is total insanity.
How can your wedding planner really throw so much shade literally at the people who have paid your bills for the past 7 years?
Yeah. It's crazy. And I was about to say Jax is probably like, no, it's Ken Vanderpump. I've never heard Ken Todd before. Like, you got the wrong Ken. It's Ken Vanderpump. He's married to Lisa. Duh.
So obviously Lisa
doesn't sound like that, but
Lisa's mom passed away back on June 20th. So there was a lot of rumors swirling that she wasn't actually going to end up showing up at the wedding. I mean, I wouldn't really blame her, but also
Lisa's showing up.
Yeah, man. So at this table six that Lisa sat at, also randomly was Larry Burkhead. And if you guys don't know who he is, which I didn't know either, he's the father of Anna Nicole Smith's daughter. Like, what the fuck?
Anna Nicole Smith, man. I haven't talked about her in a long time.
R.I.P. for like a decade. Like, what is your baby daddy doing at Jax and Brittany's wedding?
I wonder how they're affiliated. That's so weird.
It sounds like Jax knew him from a Miami situation where they was like
hooked up
20 years ago. Who knows? But Jax was like, this is another like kind of famous person we could have here.
Are you training Tatum? Yeah. Okay. You're training Tatum. Let's be roommates.
Oh my God. He's like, no, dude, I freaking did live with Channing.
Sandoval's like, you didn't live with Channing Tatum.
He's like, no, dude, we lived in a freaking model house. Don't you like.
He's like, he was in and I was out. I was out, then he was in. It was like that, you know, it was that kind of thing. People were in and out, you know, who knows?
So there was also a bunch of other randoms from Bravo. Shep Rose from Southern Charm was there. Lauren,
watch that show.
What?
I said I got to watch that show.
Dude, that's the show you've got to watch.
Yeah.
Lauren Workus and Stephen McGee from Summer House, which is interesting that they invite the two people from Summer House who are no longer on the show.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Girl with No Job, Claudia Oshry. That's not how you say her. Mm-hmm. Oshry, whatever. She was there too. Sheena, Katie, and Stassi's mothers all attended. Like
Stassi's mom went?
Stassi's mother went. They're talking now.
Oh, yeah, because, I saw that in the reunion.
Why would they be there? Why would Jax's ex-girlfriend's mother be... Why would Sheena's mom be there? Even though Sheena's mom, like, loves...
Yeah, why would Stassi's mom be there? I guess they're all just... Dude, you know, these people, like, this is the... They think that the only people they're allowed to associate with are the people that they're currently associating
well,
with.
Well, no, so they were definitely,
they
like...
They make a lot of exceptions.
There were 240 people there, so there was definitely, like, a lot of, like, friends and random family, because as I was going through, like, the hashtag Jax got it right hashtag...
Right. His name is Jax, but his last name is Couchy. But, so it's Jax Couchy?
Jax Couchy got it right.
So now he's Jax Couchy.
He's Jason Couchy.
So Brittany is Mrs. Jason Couchy?
Correct.
Jax got it right.
Well, yeah, Jax got it right. Okay. Yeah.
There's no... They couldn't find any good hashtags with Jason.
Couchy. Sit on my couchy. Right on my couchy.
I don't like the word couchy after
no.
You just said it those three times. I don't like it either. Sit on my couchy. It's horrible.
So has Kristen's mother ever been on the show? When I was looking at all the moms, I was like, where is Kristen's mom? Or is she truly
an adult
version of Kristen?
I got Katie's mom in my head with the bangs.
Yeah, Katie's mom with the bangs.
And then Stassi's mom is Stassi's mom.
Oh, yeah, Stassi's mom.
There's no other moms, I guess. Well, there's tons, but...
Oh, yeah. Speaking of moms, yeah, Jax Taylor's mom didn't show up.
Well,
can
I
you believe?
That. Yeah, that's, so, that's pretty sad.
Obviously, but it's, yeah, on the reunion, they were talking Jax. About Jax's relationship with his mom, obviously after the death of his father. Mm-hmm. And they did a really sweet thing where they, like, framed a photo of Jax's dad during the ceremony and, like, put it on the chair. And that was really nice, whatever. Mm-hmm. But Jax hasn't spoken to his mom and they're not really in contact. Jax's sister was at the wedding, obviously, with her husband. But the mom was nowhere to be found. And I think that's really upsetting. And I think...
It is.
In the long run, it's going to be really devastating. Granted, this is not Jax's first wedding, so...
Yeah, I mean, it's just... Well, this is kind of dark, but I think a constant with all of these people that we're watching on this show is that I don't think any of them came from particularly...
happy homes?
Yeah, well, I don't want to say they weren't happy. Well, they've just... All of their parents have proven to be kind of as shitty as they are yeah. in a lot of situations. So it's like... Like, you would think that his mother would, like, you know, force him to rebuild the bridge, just be like, you know, apologize profusely or whatever it is. Like, obviously, he's a 40-year-old man. He should probably make up with his mother, like, whatever. I mean, I totally, like, I agree. Like, I understand why he's upset. Totally, it makes sense. But it's just like, yeah, it's just sad that both of these people are so whack that, like, they can't reconcile. And
also realizing, like... This is obviously a huge moment in his life. Like, can't you just, like,
well, for the next 8 months.
Yeah. Next 9 months. Spoiler it takes alert. 9 months to make a baby. Right. And then I give it, like...
You think they're going to really fucking do that?
Well,
oh, my
I
God.
I question Jack's, so like, fertility. Up. He's 40 years old.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a kid yet. And,
yeah.
And Brittany and him have been doing spray and pray method as contraception
right.
for the past
right.
4 years.
Right.
How
I
has there not
that.
Been any...
We just kind of, you know, spray and pray.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Can you imagine that's like your main form of not having a baby for years and years and years?
Yeah. I have friends. Yeah.
I don't want to
know
me. Your friends.
It's not an asking for a friend situation.
You're like, I know
I have encountered
a good guy.
I have
friend.
Encountered couples before that are like, oh yeah, that, yeah. I mean, we just, you know, whatever. And yeah, that's
it's terrifying.
Really, yeah. Well, whatever.
So Lance Bass was obviously there. If you guys know,
I saw those.
No, Lance Bass. He's from what? NSYNC.
Were you at? Yeah, of course.
What? Yeah, I don't know. I always get like the
That's
boy
fair.
Groups mixed up. So Lance Bass officiated the wedding, which is a hard law considering they went from Ryan Dotson, who's a known homophobe and transphobe. Obviously, go back to episode 55 if you want to hear more
obviously.
About that and. Lance Bass being the officiator is just a big troll. Like, what? Like,
yeah.
Like, okay, that works.
Yeah, that's funny that they went from some known. I get it. Yeah, that's weird.
It's
I
a
wonder
really,
who made that call. I think it probably starts with an L and ends with a Issa Vanderpump.
Right? So, yeah, I would probably say.
Yeah, we're not airing the wedding with this, you know, yeah, whatever.
Stupid man.
This cretin.
Yeah.
It's a cretin.
I'm surprised Kristen didn't interrupt the wedding ceremony with a, does anyone, what is the phrase?
Do you, like, object?
Yeah, do you object? I thought Kristen was coming with a hard objection.
No, she's like, oh, I love you guys. You're so cute together. Or no, it's, I guess she says
I mean,
that,
Laura Marie Shaneholz on Sex Unique podcast always says.
Tell me.
No, I know. I don't have to tell you, but I don't know the listeners. So she Laura, always
I've
says
got
that
your Pumpchella shirt. It's dope.
She always says that she thought that Kristen was in love with Jack seasons 1 through 3.
That's so crazy.
Which I mean, I could see like she hated Stassi so much.
That would be yeah. That oh man, what if they like? Because they've always had that like, oh, we're best friends. Like, we go to the gym together and stuff. Like, we go to Lit Method.
Oh, I forgot that they would work out together.
Yeah, they would go to Lit Method together.
Ooh, but, Lit Method.
Oh, man. That would be pretty awesome if once, you know, everyone gets divorced from their current relationships, which they will, that Jackson, not that Kristen has one, but
Carter was there, baby.
Yeah, I saw him like calling her babe in like an Instagram story, like within the last 24 hours or something. It's crazy.
Pig.
But that would be so great if Jackson Doty ended up together. That would be pretty. I used for a long time. I thought that Schwartz and Lala were gonna Because she couldn't hide it. She was totally attracted to Schwartz until Schwartz, you know, she spent enough time around him to realize that he's like a complete and total pathetic loser.
Limpest dick.
Yeah.
This side of the Mississippi.
I don't like talking about his dick. I think that's pretty fucked up. But
very, very Katie of me.
Yeah, I think that's.
Well, she brings it up. She keeps talking about it. It's like it's fodder. If your wife keeps, you know, degrading your body parts, viewers can.
Yeah, but James Kennedy is, you know. The scourge of the earth because he made a fat joke.
No, I mean, duh. Yeah, duh.
Not excusing the fat joke. It's fucked up.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for clarifying. You know. So after the ceremony, which was actually quite beautiful, all the photos I saw were really beautiful.
Yeah, you were crying watching the Instagram stories.
You know, I'm not going to lie.
Shut up.
I watched a video of the two of them like having their first dance and I'm like alone in my home.
No, you didn't.
And I almost shed a tear. But okay, I will shed
you
a tear.
That back.
You know what?
You got a little swole. You like choked up a little mm-hmm. bit. That's crazy.
When I watch it on Bravo, I will cry 100%.
I totally, and this is opening up the kimono here, but I totally, and it's really funny considering my current opinions, but they were my opinions back then too, but like Schwartz and Katie, I was like happy for them when it was happening, which is just messed up.
Well, because
that's
like
just the worst.
Ultimately, like love is love and this is a TV show, so it's edited with the music and the lights.
Yeah, and they had Bambi pretty. And all the fairies and stuff.
And like Tom Sandoval like crying and like wiping his tears with the
Tom
dog.
Tom Sandoval makes me cry. Tom Sandoval is such a hero. He's the man.
So the ceremony itself was really beautiful, and then it moved quickly to the party at the castle's greenhouse, where this is kind of where Instagram kind of shut down. We saw the Hooters waitresses. Everybody's been waiting for this. So at the reception, there were Hooters girls walking around with trays of like blue cheese dip and chicken wings, which like love that.
Do we?
Not at your fucking wedding.
Yeah.
Like, the two of them were so, like, this is just spawn
like
con.
How many, like, American, you know, like, budget dining franchises were featured throughout the course of this wedding?
I mean, obviously, Taco Bell.
Yeah, we don't have to. I think it's just two, but, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was some other, you know, I don't know. I'm sure Jax was, like, you know. Drinking tons of Red Bull. Not that that falls in.
I mean, I just think Jax seeing all of these Hooters girls was probably quite triggering for him. He's like, I'm supposed to be faithful tonight.
I saw two great Reddit threads. One of them was like, I don't know. I don't think it was a Reddit thread. It might have been a Facebook thing. But they were like, I know that Brittany and Jax were supposed to be going for like a fairy tale vibe, and like I didn't get that at all from the pictures. I thought that was really funny. The second one was the fact that they're like, I'm seeing all these pictures, and Jax just seems like he's like panicking inside. Like he doesn't seem genuinely happy in any of these photographs. And I've yet to go back and review all the, but like just reading that post, I was imagining him with like a totally fake smile and all the pictures, like looking totally like, crazy with like surrounded by Hooters girls. Like, oh, I can never, you know, oh my God. Like I'm going to have to like hide this even better now. Oh my God.
Do you think Jax cheated on his wedding night?
No, I mean, but I don't know. No.
The sad thing is that you can't even say.
Well, the reason why I can say that he definitively didn't probably is because he would think that he'd be like, I'm not cheating on my wedding day. Like,
so, he's like proud of that. Yeah, he's like, not on my wedding day.
Man, it's only 18 hours to go.
Well, I heard he wanted to knock her up on their wedding night.
It's disgusting.
So. They are going to produce spawns of Satan very, very soon.
Oh, my God.
Spry and pray.
Pray for us.
So after the party, we really don't see that much. We see some videos on their Instagram stories of them dancing. Obviously, Lance Bass doing Bye Bye Bye, which, like, even watching, like, all of them stand around Lance Bass doing Bye Bye Bye, like, Lance Bass had the look of his eye in his eyes where he's like, I didn't even write this song.
He's like, I'm just here to get paid.
I've been singing this song for the past 30 years.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah. Like the entire thing.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Fun. So other than that, we really didn't see a lot. There were some pictures of the food at the event. Supposedly the dinner was offered. The dinner offered was a filet mignon, chicken cordon bleu, or an exotic mushroom ravioli. And delicious. Guests were toasted with a blue champagne.
What?
To match the bridesmaids' dresses.
The navy blue champagne.
It looked like
grape Kool-Aid or something.
It looked like if you were like doing like a science experiment in like chemistry class in ninth grade and they were like, and now you pour this in and it turns blue, like a bright blue. Yeah.
But what the bright blue?
I don't know. They like put like a bunch of Veuve Clicquot and like just put like a drop of like food coloring.
Oh yeah, no, I'm confused. They were wearing like light the seafoam green.
Yeah, no, yeah, they were wearing
like champagne colored dresses.
I know, exactly.
Just use the champagne.
Yeah, that's already naturally champagne color. So they did do like a wedge salad. Everyone got, which was just the saddest excuse for a little salad.
Yeah, that's a pretty sad picture.
Definitely not the best looking salad.
I don't like a wedge salad though. I gotta cut it up into pieces.
I just feel like the lettuce to dressing ratio was always just off.
Layers and layers of lettuce.
And look, there's barely any bacon on it. And there's some like red onion.
Yeah, that's pretty
quaint.
You
don't need that.
That's a quaint dish.
And then I couldn't find any photos of the chicken cordon bleu or the exotic mushroom ravioli. Which I love how they throw like exotic mushroom. Like, is that truffles? Like, they're like not, they don't want to say
they're
truffle.
Shiitake.
Miyake.
It's Japanese.
But the filet mignon is on top of this like potatoes au gratin. Like, it's like
right on top of the asparagus.
On top of asparagus. You guys, again, I'll post this onto Bravo Happy Hour's Insta. Check it out because it's terrifying. The piece of meat looks like an artery.
Like, it looks like a block of cheese. It looks like it's sitting on like a brick of cheese. Like marble cheddar. Like uncooked asparagus. I mean, it sounded better than it looks.
No, it doesn't look good. And then they ended up with the cake.
I can't with this wedding
cake. Again, it'll be on Bravo Happy Hour's Insta.
It looks like it's like a colony of like bacteria. I was saying to Meg when I saw this picture that if you've seen the movie Annihilation, like everyone's like turning into like these fractal like diseases, like their DNA is like duplicating in strange directions, and that's what this looks like, a wedding cake that's like been through a like DNA refractor and like a bunch of gross shit grew out of it. I mean, that is. There's a stump at the bottom?
Yeah, there's a tree stump. Okay, so this cake actually was three cakes. The first cake was a three-tiered half-naked cake decorated with blue chocolate drizzle.
Okay.
The second had two tiers and was decorated with an edible gold leaf. And the third was decorated with blue fondant and decorated with the couple's hand-painted gold monogram.
Okay, so why aren't they mentioning the, like,
the moss.
Ropes? They had, like, ropes of, like, green, like, growth or whatever.
It's terrifying. Like, yeah. If someone was like, want a slice, I'd be like, I'm on a diet.
No, I saw that. I was literally grossed out, like, physically. I didn't realize it was a cake. I thought it was like, I was texting Meg and I was like, is this like a centerpiece? Like some sort of performance art? And she was like, can you believe that cake? I was like, what? That's a cake? Who would bite into that?
So that brings
it looks like,
us.
Oh, I'm sorry. It looks like hairballs. Literally,
this
literally looks like a string of hairballs. Oh my God. That's gross. That's a gross thing to say.
It's really gross. Yeah. I kind of feel bad for them. I feel like their wedding planner needed to give them a little bit more insight, but they probably saw photos and were like, that's
so fairy tale. It's like so fairy tale.
Woodland creatures.
It looks like it's straight out of Snow White. It's like the cake growing next to Snow White's little like bed or whatever.
Yeah, with all the
like
doors.
Bed in the forest. Yeah. It's been a while since I've seen Snow White.
So that's kind of all we really know about the wedding thus far. The newlyweds will return to their home in Los Angeles. And they don't have any plan for a honeymoon, but they're thinking Jamaica or Bora Bora.
Sandals, baby.
Yeah. All inclusive. Jack wants to save some money.
There's absolutely no shot that Jax has any fucking clue what hemisphere Bora Bora is in.
100%.
There's no chance. No chance.
So what do you think is the future of their relationship?
It's really a question of just like how long they'll lie to themselves, I think. I imagine that it'll be like if I were actually betting on it or if I were trying to set an over-under, I would probably set – just because there's so much like, you know, his whole talk track is about how much he's changed and how like this is the beginning of the rest of his life, blah, 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 his dad, all that stuff. I'd put the over-under at 3 years. But realistically, I think it'll be done sooner than that.
I was thinking about 3 years too, because I think they'll do two kids together.
Jesus Christ. I'm imagining literally like they don't do it. They don't have kids.
I think they have to. Like, she talks about wanting to have kids. The other day, he posted.
This is a TV show for kids. I don't want to.
I know. I definitely don't want to watch, like, Brittany and Jax going to Lamaze classes. Oh, and she's like.
Oh, my God.
Like, learning how to breathe. Like,
yeah, pregnant.
Katie pregnant. Dilated.
Katie pregnant. Oh, my God, dude.
Again, Tom Schwartz needs to impregnate her.
Yeah,
like,
gotta have sex at some point.
Yeah, there are steps to getting pregnant.
It's true.
Ultimately, at the end of the day, I do think Jax and Brittany bang.
I think that's a good question. What about? Yeah, they definitely bang. That's definitely.
He's like, remember when I cheated on her? Since we started fighting, we've had the most sex ever. So I'm like, what? Up. Like,
and he was like, what, 35 years old when he said that? It's nuts. So do you think that Schwartz and Katie or Jax and Brittany will end first?
I think it really depends on the longevity of the show. I think Katie and Tom have a shorter shelf life on the show than Jax and Brittany, because Brittany came on the show. Everyone immediately loves her. She has more followers than the other girls on the show, except for Stassi.
Yeah, except for my girl, Stassi.
She has more followers than Jax. So she has, like, really caught audiences' attentions in addition to just male attention.
So you think it's all about the show?
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, at this point, it's like, Brittany, he cheated on you, and he will do it again.
Yeah.
I'm not saying all men, you know, once a cheater, always a cheater, but I kind of think that.
Who knows?
I mean, he's 37 years old, and he's cheating on his, like, beautiful girlfriend who he claims he loves with, like, Faith.
Yeah.
Who's a friend of hers.
Yeah. So I would pick Jax and Brittany to end first.
Wow.
because I think he'll fuck up in a way, and then she'll get mad and break up with him, maybe. That's the last step of that is the hard part, is that she actually ends things. But, like, Tom and Katie are just going to keep floating along, like, until they're really sad. Really, really
both,
sad.
Like, 80 pounds later between the two of them. Yeah. It's going to be bad.
Yeah, if he's going to keep going with the, like, snacks on the bed mariachi type approach to having sex, I don't know how much.
Or not having sex at the reunion. Andy was like, so after your Dorito-filled evening, did you two get it on?
He's like, well, honestly, like, oh, babe, what should we tell him, babe? And she's like, well, I had Montezuma's revenge, so, like. I was like, and he's like, me too. I also had to poop. It's just like, what the hell are we doing, guys?
Like,
you know what you say? Yes. You just say, yes, yeah, we did. Yeah, we had sex. Yep.
All night.
Yep, just like husband and wife are supposed to. S-E-X. Poor people.
Well, that brings us to the end of this episode. I'm really excited to see all of this play out on screen. Nick, where can people find you, follow you, and
pleasure,
listen
Meg.
To your band?
Oh, you teed it up there. I play in a band with Meg's brother, Mike. We're called The Fluids. We're on the internet. You'll find us pretty quickly.
The Fluids NYC.
Yeah. On Twitter, we're just The Fluids, though.
Oh, and you guys are verified.
Blue
so.
Check. We're, I think, if you guys are interested in, like, you know, cool kind of pop culture tidbits, I think that if anyone ever asks this on, like, a pub quiz type environment or whatever situation you're in, I think The Fluids are the Twitter account that has the least amount of followers that is also verified. I think we're under 130 followers and we're verified. So Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's really impressive. Well, thanks again for coming
something,
on.
Something to work up to, Meg.
Hey, you know? I have no checks.
Yeah. You gotta set high bars. Shoot for the stars. If you fall.
I've got friends in high places.
On a cloud.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on.
This was a pleasure, Megan.
All right. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to Bravo Happy Hour. If you're loving the show, head to Apple Podcasts to leave a quick review and a 5-star rating. And while you're at it, head to Instagram and follow at Bravo Happy Hour to talk with fellow listeners on the episode's discussion posts. Also, feel free to shoot me an email at bravohappyhourpod@gmail.com with any super juicy gossip or just to say hi. Be sure to tune in every Monday and Thursday for more of your favorite Bravo-related news.